Petersfield's Shine Radio.
In Petersfield's local news, everyone can enjoy the beauty of Petersfield Pond. 9 local businesses have been shortlisted for Muddy Stiletto Awards. Police are reassuring residents after a spate of night crimes in Tilmore. And let's find out what is needed this week at Petersfield Food Bank. I'll have details of all these Petersfield stories and how you can help the food bank after the national and world news.
Serving the Petersphere with a brighter mix of great music and local information. This is Petersfield's Shine Radio.
Assaulting a shop worker is to be made a separate criminal offence after the government U-turn in the face of a long-running campaign. Ministers had previously ruled out legislating to create a new offence, saying in a response to a parliamentary petition back in October, they didn't think it was required or will be most effective. After admitting giving politicians' phone numbers to a suspected scammer, William Ragg will no longer sit as a Conservative MP. The Member of Parliament for Hazelgrove will sit in the Commons as an independent. The former sub-postmaster Alan Bates has been giving evidence to the Horizon IT inquiry. He's been speaking about his experience with the system.
I found it a bit frustrating once the system was installed and we were operating. I found there were many shortcomings in the system.
Children from disadvantaged backgrounds being held back from securing places at top universities because of a myriad of barriers. That's according to a new report. The social mobility charity Speakers for Schools has highlighted unequal access to work experience as one of the issues that stack the odds in favour of applicants from more wealthy backgrounds. The report pointed to official guidance, which states that work experience and extracurricular activities in personal statements elevate an application beyond high grades. MPs say artificial intelligence, streaming and gaps in copyright laws mean even successful musicians, actors and writers are struggling to make a living. In a report published on Wednesday, the Commons Culture, Media and Sport Committee has urged the government to do more to protect the livelihoods of those who are failing to share in the global success of the UK's creative industries. Holders Manchester United and Real Madrid shared 6 goals in the first leg of their Champions League quarter-final in Spain. Meanwhile, Arsenal drew 2-0 with Bayern Munich at the Emirates. Harry Kane scored for the Bundesliga side. And it was a good night for the home nations in qualifying for next summer's Women's Euros. The Lionesses beat the Republic of Ireland 2-0 in Dublin. Wales hit Kosovo for 6. Northern Ireland beat Bosnia and Herzegovina by 3-1. And Scotland beat Slovakia by 1-0. That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm Jules Eatsbridge.
Petersfield's local news.
I'm Julie Butler at Petersfield Shine Radio. Everyone can enjoy the beauty of Petersfield Pond. That is the message from Petersfield Town Council's fishing bailiff, Richard Welsh. Please can dog owners keep a watchful eye on their pets. There are many visitors that visit the area, so it's all about ensuring everyone acts responsibly. The water is not safe and it could make your pet quite poorly.
There's reason for that signage saying about keep your dogs on out of the water, and that's because the water has got algae in it all the time. There are other bacteria within the water which aren't harmful for like humans and that lot, but if your dog's drinking that water or it's walking around the mud and that lot and it's going home and licking its feet, all that sort of stuff is going to go into your dog's stomach. That is going to make your dog very sick. Please make sure that dog's got a good recall. I'm down here with my dog today. My dog's an idiot. His recall's no good at all. Yeah. He's always on a lead. If your dog's off a lead, keep an eye on it. Okay, if it goes for you know what, please clean it up.
And you can hear the full interview at shineradio.uk. 9 local businesses have been shortlisted for the Muddy Stiletto Awards. We'll feature a different nominee every day in our local news leading up to the voting deadline, which is Thursday the 18th of April. Today we hear from Romney Hunt, owner of Bambino Baby. The 2 times winner is hoping for another success this year.
It's really exciting and really fun, but it's also really scary because you're up against such amazing other businesses. It's the whole of Hampshire and the Isle of Wight, so it's a big area. And the shortlist is incredible. So whoever wins absolutely deserves it because they're all fantastic businesses, all very, very different. I've had a look at who the other people are who are in the same category. One of them runs a children's theatre group. Another one does crochet clothing for children and babies. I mean, there's all sorts of different things that could fall under that category. So if I've helped you at all in the past 13 years of me helping people with their babies, please, yes, head over to, you can have a look on all my social media. It's got the link on there, or just head to Muddy Stiletto's, Hampshire and Isle of Wight. But it would really mean so much if I could win this again.
Police are reassuring residents after a spate of night crimes in Tilmore. Laura Shepherd has more. Officers from the Butser neighbourhood police team say they have received a number of reports of attempted theft and break-ins. One attempt was made to steal from a vehicle, and a number of sheds were broken into in Reservoir Lane, Tilmore Gardens and Monk's Orchard. Homes in the area are mostly detached, with vehicles parked on private drives. Police report the activity took place in the early hours of Monday morning, between midnight and 3 a.m. That was the night of the new moon, so it would have been pitch black at the time. If you can help the police with their investigation, please call 101 and say you heard this appeal today on Petersfield's Shine Radio. And let's find out what is needed this week at Petersfield Food Bank. Here's Maggie Buckley to let you know what is most needed.
In this week's list of items most needed by the food bank are all varieties of tinned meat along with rice. If you can assist with any type of breakfast cereal, sugar, any flavour for squash and long life milk, please feel free to drop them into the food bank. Once again this week, there is a shortage of toilet rolls and also toothbrushes. If you are able to help with any of these items, why not take all your donations to the Petersfield Methodist Church on Station Road. Their volunteers will be delighted to see you. They are there every Monday and Wednesday morning. And don't forget, if you can't make any of these times, you can also take your donations to any of the other Petersfield churches. And there are drop boxes that can be located in all main supermarkets.
Petersfield's weather with Hector's, where gentlemen and now ladies can step out in style, whatever the weather.
This is Leo with your Wednesday weather around the Petersphere. Sun rises at 6:19 this morning, and after a cloudy morning with some sunny intervals, the rain is back again. Expect it to start pouring around lunchtime and then dry out to a foggy evening. Tonight will be overcast into Thursday. Temperatures warming up to a high of 11 degrees during the day and overnight. Winds are south-southwesterly with strong gusts of up to 31 miles per hour around along the rain from lunchtime onwards. Sunset is at 19:52, high tides at Portsmouth 1:13 this afternoon and 1:43 a.m. Thursday morning.
Travel news. Driven by Petersfield Used Car Centre.
Mount Hill and London Road in Sheet have motorway lights in place today in both locations. That's Northamptonshire Council carrying out works. Cook's Pond Road remains closed with a diversion in place there. Greenway Lane in Berriton has give or take traffic control in place today. The A272 south of Ridge Common is closed overnight from 8 p.m. There's a diversion in place. And lane and slip road closures are back on the A3 again tonight. That's northbound from 8 p.m. That's it though. If I'm not saying what you're seeing, you can always or WhatsApp me on Petersfield 555 500, or email team@shineradio.uk.
Travel news from across the Petersphere is driven by Petersfield Used Car Centre on the Winchester Road in Strood. Shine Radio is giving you the chance to win tickets for the BBC Gardeners World Spring Fair in Bewley.
This is Steve Amos, and if you're as passionate about gardens and growing as I am, then a day out in Bewley with plant lovers and experts could be just the ticket. You'll get to spend a memorable day at the event, meeting gardening celebrities like Rachel Detaim and David Hurrian. For your chance to win a pair of free tickets to the show, just answer this simple question. What's the name of the allotments where Shine Radio's gardening show, Growing Together, is recorded? Check the rules at shineradio.uk. Entries close at midnight on Friday the 19th of April, and three lucky winners will be drawn the next day.
Get in the draw to win free tickets to the BBC Gardeners World Spring Fair. Enter now at shineradio.uk.